Dave's World. Dave's World. If we don't let him do it, he gets ratty.
Right, I'm springing something on you, Dermot.
But I'm not Taoiseach, so that's okay.
This is a Dave's World X Factor pop quiz for you.
Wow.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to call out the names of some acts who have qualified for X Factor Bootcamp. And see this how you're such an expert. Yeah, right now, this one.
Oh, man, I watched this.
No.
My wife watches and I'm coming in and out of the room.
Right, so I'm going to give you two. Each one has two names. One of them is a real name of a real qualifier, and one of them is a fake name I've just made up.
Okay.
So, question one. Twem or Blem?
Blem.
Twem, apparently, is the name of two of the lads. I think it's a mixture of both their names or something like that.
But anyway. Brilliant.
Carl Brown or Plenty Helix?
Carl Brown.
That's correct. He is a soul singer.
Yes, he's very good, actually. I know that guy.
Hustle or Muscle?
Hustle.
Yes. Did you see them?
There's a girl band.
Yes, there's one in the girl band just so thinks she's pink. I can't wait to see her.
Oh, yeah, with a kind of fat mohawk.
Yeah, stupid hair.
Look, she's got character. She stands out. That's what the show is about. You could say she's got the X Factor.
Malcolm Flatton or Aidan Grimshaw?
Aidan Grimshaw sounds familiar. I'll go with that one.
Yeah, you're right. Aidan Grimshaw is correct. He's genius. He's kind of a little bit Ollie Murs-ish, but with more kind of.
Oh, did he sing that Fleetwood Mac song?
Don't know.
He wears a hat and he wears kind of tartan shirts.
Yes, tartan shirts. Yes,
yes, I do like that guy. Yeah. Although this year's X Factor is the year of the stupid man's hat. Those bloody little trilbies.
Come on, come on. Storm Lee or Mork C?
Storm Lee.
Are you going for Storm Lee?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. He's weird. I hope he gets kicked out. FYD or DYF?
Oh, I saw that guy Storm, yeah. Sorry, what's this one?
FYD or DYF?
DYF.
No, FYD. It's the Reason or It's the Season?
It's the Reason.
Yes, you're right.
It's the Season sounds too Christmassy.
Miguel Yulia or Yulia Miguel?
The former.
Which one is that?
The first one.
Yeah. No, we're actually wrong. Sorry, no.
You just the latter.
Ferguson Felton or Anastasia Ferguson?
Ferguson felt who?
Ferguson Felton or Anastasia Ferguson?
Anastasia.
Yeah,
I'll go
correct.
With that because I like that from McBain.
Princes and Rogues or Ministers and Fools?
Princes and Rogues.
Yes, and Derek Clougher, who's a good friend of ours from Twitter, is in Princes and Rogues, and he's in The X Factor.
What?
Yeah, and he's going to give us an exclusive, he told me on Twitter, as soon as he's allowed.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Which guy? Is he the guy with the big glasses?
No.
I kind of like their nerdy fashion, I have to say, with the braces and the dicky bows and that.
You got that one right, anyway. M'Batu N'Gengu or Gamu N'Hengu?
I know it's not the first one, because M'Batu is the name that you make up for every African-looking person.
That's right. Gamu N'Hengu is the right name. And finally, Justin Vanderhyde or Wagner Carrillo?
Wagner Carrillo, because I think I would like his name. I mean, how could you not get into anywhere with that? And your name?
Wagner Carrillo. It was actually a trick question.
It was a trick question.
Abracababra is at your disposal.
They're both in it. Justin Vanderhyde,
really?
And Wagner Carrillo.
I mean, you didn't do too badly. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I'll give you Wagner, so 9. So you got 9 for somebody who wanders.
Thanks,
in
Larry
and out.
Thanks, Larry Gogan.
For someone who wanders in and out.
The questions were good for you today. Fair play to you. You did well. I mean, a round of applause for you.
Thanks a million. I'm surprised you lowered the standards of Dave's World from like astronomical facts to, you know, the pop culture that is X Factor, Dave. I thought you were worth more than that.
No, I'm going to lower it even further tomorrow. I'm going to give you some astrological facts, which of course is an oxymoron.